strange bedfellows.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
Believe that parents have the right to keep certain material away from their children? Parents are starting to understand that many schools do not believe parents have this right. And as we are seeing, more and more schools are putting very inappropriate, sometimes obscene material in front of our children. Well, alongside Christian conservative parents in this fight are some strange bedfellows. Recently, in the Minneapolis suburb of St. Louis Park, a school has been told they must allow Muslim parents to opt their children out of lessons and books where homosexuality and gender distortion are affirmed. Six Somali American families were told by the school that they may opt their children out of these lessons. The school only made this accommodation after the families threatened to sue. And this is a big change from the initial request the families made in October, according to a report on the website Just the News. The principal refused their first opt-out request regarding their third, fourth, and fifth grade children because, get this, she feared there would be too many more such requests. That's right. They know this stuff is not popular, and so they must continue to hold the line, they believe, in order to sell this agenda, regardless of what parents think. The principal also told the parents their children should be taught about LGBTQ matters because they have classmates with parents who identify as such and also teachers. How depressing it must be to send children to school every day knowing such deceived people hold positions where they can influence your child's values and worldview. Then at the October school board meeting, a white lesbian board member rebuked the Somali mothers, saying they should stand in solidarity with another historically marginalized community. Of course, we know the problem with this false claim. People who engage in homosexual behavior are not part of a marginalized community unless they want to be. No one is born homosexual or born in the wrong sex body. This is sin, and we need to keep standing up and saying so. Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland has a similar situation going on, but this dispute has gone to court. The suit by a group of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim families together is already at the federal level, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. In one of the disputed lessons back in Minnesota, the children read a story called Ho Nani Hula Warrior about a gender-bending Hawaiian child. After the teacher made some remarks about the story, the students were supposed to write a response to the book. It is state law in Minnesota that parents have the right to opt children out of classes, just as it is law in Ohio. You as a parent in Ohio have the right to review any material your child is to be taught. Keep your eyes open, friends, and stand up for your children. I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening. Hey friends, I want to take a quick minute to ask for your help. You know that I report on items relating to children in schools, and most of what I focus on is the homosexual and pro-abortion agendas. Well, I'm hoping that if you know of local incidents in your schools, that you will email me. I want to keep people aware so we can all protect our kids. Just go to the contact section at missionamerica.com and send an email. And thanks so much for your prayers and support.